So these are sections of a long poem I'm working on called the Idapingala, which is a long poem, and I'm trying to just have a very, very small poem on each page. So here's some sections of that. The law of accident, first impulse, first deviation, the Everglades, his ruler. Second impulse, continuation in the direction of the first impulse toward water, resulting stamina. Pewter bowls filled with seven jewels. Again, the second deviation. Repeat. Again, the standard way to measure one side of the earth against the other. Among the tempests. I am cold and my throat has swallowed the entire bay. The surf in my mouth. I am dripping ice. Mrs. Lilybeck, you travel behind me, your blanket of sod plugging the gathering dust. Your ancient days. Your salty wood pine I thought was the same wood pine we used to build our funeral chairs. Equilibrium. I, clawfoot, she, pregnant, ushered forth, and the birds, and her honeysuckles, and we hold our baby's breath tired, we hold the surfacing before each wave surfacing is clawfoot like joint delivery. Constation called exterior. Imagine I remained in my rancid apartment, washing my bowls from this honey she left. Imagine you're washing this fire he started with his yellow-green geraniums, hatch the sun from the wired nest he left outside these prison doors. Imagine I quit my job turning off her grotto lamp, and imagine your last day was the day before these willow trees became the central point for our travels. You're imagining this cloudy dust that's gathered is the last unreal figment, is the last hopeful and real. Constation called interior. Such logic, to wish the world to collapse, as if I had such venom, as though we should keep our hands over this fire, so heat can make this cloud's moisture so unreal. Tomorrow I'll wake you, tomorrow by the staircase, tomorrow this stairwell, this threshold matter. Wilderness, path of access. To the south, we see silver eagles. Over the hills, we see her golden skirts. This is explicit. Whosoever shall bronze the demigods will blank out righteously. Oh, human activity on this moral plane. Blood vessel. There is a tradition of eternity. There is a tradition of hoisting two broken souls into the sky to see if they still bear resemblance.